What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into a Monday morning episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You guys can follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. And this podcast is being brought to you, as always, by OmahaSteaks.com. The promo code is JUICE8999 for this spectacular burger package available right now with that promo code JUICE at checkout at OmahaSteaks.com. Go check it out. Okay, so kind of a thud ending to the week, 1-3 yesterday, 0-3 in the NBA. Home teams in the NBA have won every game. They are 8-0. Whew, that's a trend. Pacers got smoked on the road. How about that? We get OKC to win, but not cover, unfortunately. And the Mavs got torched by the Clippers. Not good there at all. So bad picks in the NBA. We did get the hockey bet right. The Jets hang on. 7-6 win over the Avalanche. Crazy game. But a home team again. Vancouver just came back. They're up 3-2. If Vancouver wins over Nashville, every single home team in the NHL and NBA playoffs over the last 2 days have won. That's remarkable. So careful picking the road teams right now with the way these home teams are playing. It's a trend. It'll revert back. It'll flip on its head. But for right now, oh my, really wild stuff. Okay, so somebody asked me, like, Matt, what's your record year to date? Well, with that down 2.3 units, that wiped out what I was up for the year. So we're literally flat for the whole year. Okay, haven't won, haven't lost. Flat for the year so far here on April the 22nd. That's not horrible. Okay, it's not great, but it's not horrible. Got a lot more picks and plays and thoughts to come at us. So that's where we're at the moment. Basketball has not been good. Hockey's not been good. Basketball has been sort of flat, but hockey's not been good. So let's see if we can build on hockey here. I got a hockey play, baseball parlay, because we're just going to continue to baseball parlay these bad baseball teams. The White Sox are horrific. You can jump in, add them if you want, but they're playing the Twins. So the White Sox scare me because the Twins stink. Both teams' team batting average is below 200. Like, I can't back the Twins against anybody, let alone the White Sox. So I don't want to, you can add the White Sox in the Twins game, take the Twins if you want to make it a three-leg parlay, but I got a two-legger there. I got a total in the NBA, and I have a hockey bet for us here. So three plays. I like three. When I go four, I mean, 1-2 would have been fine last night. Instead, I went 1-3. I like that number. I like up 2-1, down 1-2, 0-3, 3-0. It fits nicely for the podcast. It just sort of, we've kind of found our way into that. Three or five. That's why I don't like four. Four is a bad number, even though four is one of my lucky numbers. I was born on 4, 4, 7, and 7. So like 2, 4, 7 are my numbers. 2, 4, 7, 14, 21. Those are my numbers. But I don't like four for the picks. It just doesn't feel right. Quick update. I have a company coming for the next 5 days. So the podcast might be taped before the games are over this week. I'll drop it at the same time. I'll drop it normally around like 11:30 Pacific time, but it might get taped. So I may not be able to recap everything. Just FYI, maybe one of those weeks where like I just give you the bets and I don't recap the night before. So just a heads up on that. So I got kind of a crazy week. I got people stay with me. So it's just one of those fun weeks in Vegas. So just FYI coming up on that. Okay. Let's talk baseball here. Look, I'm not going to overthink this. The Yankees are at home. The Yankees are playing. And I know Sears is a good pitcher for the A's, but it's the A's. Okay. I can't like jump up and down and go, okay, the Yankees, who have been playing incredibly well of late, their lineup is coming to life. They're scoring a bunch of runs. They beat Tampa 5-4 yesterday. The Yankees are at home. It's an early start. Okay. This is a 1 o'clock day game. But it's Rondon at home. Yankees are just a team that I want to be on right now. They're 15-7. They've won 3 of 4. The A's are the opposite. I mean, the A's are just a bad baseball team. They're 8-14 overall. They're 4-5 on the road. And the A's have lost back-to-back road games. Did they lose yesterday to the, yes, they lost 3 straight games on the road. So going to Yankee Stadium on a day game, on a Monday day game, don't like it at all for the A's. Money line Yankees, but I'm going to combine it with the Braves. And the Braves are a team that just continually, their lineup is unbelievable. They're scoring a ton of runs. They are crushing the baseball. They lost 6-4 to Texas last night on Sunday Night Baseball, but they turn around and they're at home. It's a 7:20 Eastern time start, 4:20 Pacific time start. It's Bryce Elder up against Ryan Weathers. For Miami, it doesn't really matter to me. 14-6 Atlanta, 6-3 at home. Marlins are 6-17 on the year. They're 4-6 on the road. The Marlins lost 2 of 3 to the Cubs on the road. And well, let's see. Was it 4 of 4? They may have lost. Oh, they won yesterday. So they split the series 2-2 against the Cubs. But, you know, this is the Braves here. Okay. And the Braves so far, they're 2-1 this year. They've won 8-1, 9-7. They did lose one game of that 3-game set in Miami, 5-1, the second game. But first game of the series, Braves, Yankees, moneyline parlay, even money. This is not my, people have asked like, wow, Matt, you're parlaying a lot. Is this because, you know, you want to do this? Is this, have you changed your opinion? I haven't, but baseball is, I mean, I'm going to fade the Rockies. I'm going to fade the A's. I'm going to fade the White Sox. Okay. Those are the three teams we're going to look to fade, in particular game one of series against good teams. And when like a team like the Braves coming off of a loss, that's when it's a great time to, and it's too expensive. It's 220, 210 for both teams. Like I'm not laying that, but you put a two team parlay together for baseball. Doesn't matter how you win, even money, one unit. It's a good bet. Yankees, Braves, even money, money line parlay for one unit. All right, let's go to basketball. Philadelphia, New York, game two. New York wins game one, another home team. Do we really want to fade the Knicks right now? I don't want to fade the Knicks right now. I don't like what I'm seeing out of the Sixers. I like that game one. Sixers need it, obviously, but I'm more inclined to look at the total. It's 209. This is interesting. So the New York Knicks are 9-1 to the over their last 10 games. 9-1 to the over. The Sixers are 7-3 to the over their last 10 games. 6 in a row for the Knicks. 2 in a row for the Phillies, including game one, which was 208.5, and it went over by 6.5 points. Here's game two. It's 209. Did the books think that it's going to be a big defensive overcorrection? I mean, maybe it's possible. These teams played on the 10th and 12th of March, and the game went under by 60 points and 23.5 points, 212 and 208.5. Maybe game two is like that and we're on the dead wrong side. But when I see a trend like this, I tend to jump in. It's beyond 9-1 actually for the Knicks. It's actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 out of the last 13 games for the Knicks. That's gone over. Scoring a ton. Knicks Sixers over 209 for 1.1 units. And we go to hockey. The Dallas Stars are hosting the Vegas Golden Knights. And yes, I know Mark Stone's coming back. And yes, I know Alex Pietrangelo might play for Vegas. And yes, I know Vegas is the defending Stanley Cup champs. But man, it's Dallas. And they've been so darn good this year. In particular, at home. Vegas has not been great on the road this year. All right. Straight up, Vegas is 18-17-6. Dallas, 26-11-4. Ottinger is expected in net. I'll be curious. It's probably going to be Aiden Hill for Vegas, but it might be Logan Thompson. These teams, look, Vegas did not lose a game this year to Dallas. They won in overtime twice, 3-2 and 2-1 and 6-1 back on the 9th of December. Haven't played these teams since December, okay? Dallas, dead under team over the last month. Under, in particular at home, dead under team at home. Overall, this year, they were an over team. Vegas, overall, over team. But since we got to playoff time, things have changed. Defenses have tightened up. Total's 5.5. I do lean towards the under. But I'm going to take Dallas in game one. Look, we've seen a ton of teams at home win. We saw the Rangers look really good. Saw the Bruins look really good. Vancouver, let's see, are they winning? Did they win? Vancouver won 4-2. Every home team won. Florida, 3-2 win. Rangers, 4-1 win. Winnipeg, 7-6 win. Vancouver, 4-2 win. Okay, those were on Sunday. On Saturday, 3-1 win Carolina. Bruins, 5-1 win over Toronto. Home team, another home team. Dallas, money line, wins it. -128. 1.28 units down on Dallas to beat Vegas here in game one of their best of seven series. Now, we don't need to bet the Lakers and the Nuggets, okay? Just need the Nuggets to win the series. Don't need to bet Carolina. Don't need to do that. We can just sit back and watch because Carolina, obviously we've got those, you know, we want Carolina to win game two. If they win game two, we'll have a hedge opportunity if you want on the Islanders. Same thing with the Nuggets. If they beat the Lakers tonight, we'll have a hedge opportunity if we want. Throw a quarter unit down and maybe like plus 650 or something, and we'll guarantee ourselves either we win three quarters of a unit or we win like, you know, two units. So that's what I'll probably wind up doing here if they go up 2-0. So we don't need to bet anything on that. I think Edmonton beats LA. I think Boston beats Toronto. If you want to do a little two-leg money line for fun parlay, you can with Edmonton and Boston. I don't mind that at all, but Toronto better win tonight. That's all I got to say is Toronto better win tonight. They go down 2-0 to the Bruins, and uh-oh, that is bad news for the Toronto Maple Leafs given the way the Bruins are playing right now. So, officially, three bets. Yankees, Braves, even money, money line parlay. Over 209, Sixers and the Knicks, 1.1 units. Dallas Stars, money line, minus 128 at home against the Vegas Golden Knights. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt every morning. Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.